Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing out there? I'm so glad that you are here. I hope your day's going amazing. And you are restarting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show. So, gosh, we've got a full studio. I've got Paris, Bonnie here. You've got a different name on here, right? Paris Bonnie, she is my esthetician, and she's joining me. And also Wendy Jaffe from Kaneo Deals. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing great. Thanks.
All right. And I've got Tom Spence here. And we're talking about the brighter side of our life in the 805. And we talk about anything that can add value. That's what it's all about. It's like the happy hour. Except for we're not drinking. We're not allowed to drink, are we?
It's 2 o'clock. We may begin.
Okay. Oh, there you go. See, it's 2 o'clock somewhere, you know. All right. Anyways, well, I am so glad. I want to tell you a little bit about our show. I want to give out a phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008, and I want you to go to my Facebook and like it. I've got a sweepstake up there, and you can enter it and win. I've got so many things to give away, and so I definitely want you to be a part of that. Today we're going to talk with Dr. Steve Masley, and we're going to talk about the 30-day heart tune-up, a breakthrough medical plan to prevent and reverse heart disease. So we're going to talk about that. Also joining me is Joanne Anton, and she is a speaker and author, and we're going to talk about know yourself, know others, and the 30-second personality type and life guide system, and also the toolbox for happiness. Everybody needs a toolbox for happiness. See, it's a happiness show. But anyways, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So again, I'd love to give something away right now. And what do we have, Tom?
We do have, how about Noah's Bakery? You can set you up with some bagels for the morning hours for tomorrow, maybe. And Noah's Bakery, free dozen bagels. We can give those away right now.
There you go. All right. And when you're over there, go and talk to Ron. Tell him that you heard us on the Kim Pagano Show. And go have a cup of coffee. He's a great, positive guy over there. So Noah's Bakery. All right. And all you have to do right now is call 419-0008. All right. Our first guest, Dr. Steve Masley. Are you there?
I'm here. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little about the 30-day heart tune-up. What do we have to do?
Well, the 30-day heart tune-up is a program designed to tune up your energy, your life, your waistline, your romantic life.
Ooh.
And at the same time, you get to help prevent and reverse heart disease.
Wow, you just nailed it all. So now, okay, so let's start. How do we start to do the tune-up?
Well, one of the keys, see, we've done research and we've kind of measured what impacts are we growing plaque in our arteries, because artery plaque impacts our circulation that impacts our wellness, as well as our future risk for heart disease. So if you want to feel great, we don't want to grow plaque. And our research from our clinic, we just published at the American Heart Association meeting, shows that there's key factors. And number one is actually, it surprised me, it turned out to be fiber, something that simple. Adding more vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts to our diet is so powerful. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay. And is there any bad fibers?
For some people, gluten, they eat a lot of, fiber from breakfast cereals and bread and things like that. And for 20% of the, population, they're gluten, wheat intolerant, so they should avoid it.
Okay.
If you're not, I'm not against those, but to me, the things we really, I'll say them, more vegetable, fruit, beans and nuts. That it was incredible how powerful and important that was. And we've known for years that if you eat more than those, it helps with weight loss, too. I do generally have people avoid, I don't want them getting their fiber from flour, because that can raise blood sugar, and especially for people with gluten issues.
Now, when you're talking about nuts, is it just almonds? Is it just, I mean, it's not peanuts, right?
Well, my top favorite are, I'm glad you asked that, Kim, because my top favorite are almonds, pecans, pistachios, walnuts, and hazelnuts. Those five nuts have actually been studied and shown to have really nice clinical benefit.
Okay.
And if you add a handful of nuts, like late afternoon, early evening before dinner, it really suppresses your appetite and helps with weight loss.
So say that again. What was the nuts that you said? Almonds, pecans?
Almonds, pecans, pistachios, hazelnuts, and walnuts.
Okay.
Those are five that all have research. You know, they've done randomized studies and showed they had great outcomes. Some of them, you know, they've been shown to help with weight loss, prevent heart attacks and strokes. So those are great nuts, and we should have 1 to 2 handfuls of those every day.
Wow, and not salted.
You don't get that much, you know, there's actually not that much salt in salted nuts. In a cup of soup, you could get like 1,000, 1,500 milligrams of salt, sodium.
That is true.
And nuts,
yeah.
If they're salted, you might get 100 to 150.
Oh, good. So, that's more encouraging to eat it that way.
Yes. You know, I don't want people eating a ton of salt.
Right.
But salted nuts are really, they don't have that.
Huh.
Okay. Enjoy the salt on nuts.
Yeah, I love it. I'm all over that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what's the next one?
Well, it was fitness.
Okay. Do something,
you know,
anything.
So we have a whole chapter on the 30-day heart tune-up on how can you get trim, fit, and sexy in less time.
Okay.
And a key part is how fit are you. And if you know how fit you are and know your heart rate, then we can help people if they do spend time, whether they're exercising, house cleaning, or gardening, how do you get your heart rate up in the right zones so you get the best benefit for the time you spend? So that's a really, and it's not about how many minutes you spend. People, you know, people thought, okay, I have to do these 30 minutes or 40 or 60 minutes a day. The minutes had nothing to do with risk. It's all about how fit you are, and the key is helping people get the best return on the time they invest to be active.
I love it. And I heard it's like fast and short, correct?
Well, as you get fitter, you can do what we call interval or burst training. I think you're absolutely right. I agree with you. But if for people who are really inactive, they're just going to hurt themselves.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
So
yeah.
So I usually have, like, in the 30-day heart tune-up, we have 3 levels, you know, kind of assess which one of these bets matches you.
Okay.
So if you're already active and you're doing working out regularly and you have a good heart rate recovery when you work out, then jump to intervals. But if you're, you know, like you hardly do anything,
yeah,
I'll give you steps to go through. Let's try phase 1 first, phase 2, and get up to phase 3, and that's where you really get much better benefit in a lot less time.
All right. I love it. Anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about the brighter side of your life in the 805 here. We're talking with Steve Masley. 30-day heart tune-up. What is it that you, are you a heart doctor?
I'm a physician, a fellow certified physician, nutritionist, and a trained chef.
Oh, and a trained chef.
Yeah, I'm a fellow with the American Heart Association,
okay,
with the American College of Nutrition, and the American Academy of Family Physicians.
Where are you located?
I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, another Florida. I got all Floridas, I'm telling you. I love it out there, too. Okay, where are we going? What's number 3?
Number 3 turned out to be there's food nutrients that are so powerful. But one of the most important ones turned out to be fish.
Oh, yeah.
Either fish like cold water, smallmouth, you know, like salmon, trout, sole, oysters, mussels, or take a good quality fish oil supplement. If you don't eat those 2 or 3 times a week, the challenge is a lot of people buy these cheap fish oil supplements. I think they're rancid, and they may increase cancer risk.
Nice,
wow.
Nice.
So either focus on wild, like salmon, or take a good quality fish oil. Don't try cutting corners on. If anything, that's the worst thing to cut corners on for quality.
Yeah, and how do you know what's a good fish oil?
Well, there's some brands I really like. Here's a simple, really simple test for our listeners. You don't have to do this with every pill. You only do it with like 1 pill per bottle once in a while. Stick a needle in your fish oil pill and taste a drop. And if you're worried about it, maybe smell it before you taste it.
Right.
Some of these are awful.
So if it really smells bad, it's not good, right?
Just throw it out.
Oh.
Or take it back and say, this stuff is rancid.
Wendy, do you take fish oil?
I do, not regularly, but after listening to you, I think I'm going to start. But that is a great test that would never have occurred to me.
Yeah,
because they're coated, so you would never know if it was rancid.
You never know, unless you have that weird burp.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Right, that's the worst, right?
Yeah. Tom, do you take fish oil?
As a matter of fact, I do.
You do? Do you take it every day?
Two, whatever they are.
Two of them.
Take them.
Yeah. Is it better to take them?
I don't know how many two are, though, because I don't know what the amount is per each.
1,000, 500? What are they?
You're looking for about 1,000 milligrams. The active ingredients are EPA, DHA. So if you just look at fish oils, they 1,000, but it could be diluted and they took all the good stuff out.
Oh.
Do you really want it? So the two big things with fish oil is, does it have the dose? You're looking for about 1,000 of EPA, DHA. And as he said, oftentimes that'll be two pills to get 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA.
A day.
And it should be taste fresh. You know, they can put lemon flavoring, orange flavoring, that's fine. You can't cover up bad fish oil with a little lemon flavoring.
Wow. Paris, do you take them?
Yeah, I do. I was going to actually chime in. I take one from Lassen's. It's really good, and it got number one recommended by dermatologists and everything, but it's actually a liquid form.
Oh,
so it's just pure fish oil mixed with, they do either lemon or orange, and you drink it. And so that's a good way, too.
Yeah,
I totally,
that's a little less expensive, too.
Yeah, I like your idea of poking it, though.
My wife, that's what she does. She doesn't like taking a pill.
Yeah.
So she'll take about a third of a teaspoon per day. It's less expensive, and usually only the people who really do quality try that, because they can't hide bad fish oil that way.
Yeah, wow. You'll know, because I've had it happen. I found an old batch in my fridge, and I tried it, and
it was terrible.
Oh, it was
rancid.
Awful.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what's interesting? I just had another lady on my show, JJ Virgin. Are you familiar with her?
I know JJ. I've known JJ really well for over a dozen years.
Okay, so her son had brain injury, and oh my gosh, I was just amazed at how she said it's really, it's really a brain food, right?
Well, 40% of your brain is fish oil by weight.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's really amazing.
Yeah, so.
But quality, again, is really important.
Okay, so I love that. All right, so that is something that I think we don't do, and that's a big thing. Okay, so what's next?
Number four turned out to be body fat.
Oh, wow.
If your body fat's up, you're more inflamed, you're going to grow more plaque, and it's not good. But here's the really good news. When we looked at people, whether they lost weight or not, if they were fit and they got their fiber, they didn't have any signs of heart disease. And if you really get your 30 grams of fiber a day and you get fit, just about everybody's going to lose weight doing those two things.
Wow. Okay.
They're so powerful.
I love it. This is really interesting. Okay, is there something else we need to be doing?
Well, and the last one was, there are some other specific nutrients beyond fish oil that were also important, like magnesium, which is really 70% of Americans are magnesium deficient.
Oh.
If you don't get your magnesium, you can have constipation, muscle cramps, palpitations, extra heartbeats, migraine headaches, and sudden death from low magnesium.
Wow.
So it's important.
Steve, are there foods that have high magnesium?
People are deficient.
Steve, are there foods that you recommend that are high in magnesium that we should be looking at?
Seeds and nuts are really high. Green leafies are great, but those are foods I want people to eat anyway.
Right. Okay.
And if you don't get them in the 30-day heart tune-up, we put in a table for, the top five things were, vitamin D, fish oil, fiber, magnesium, vitamin K, even potassium, six of them. So we put a table in for each one, and how can you get them from food?
This is so true. So how much magnesium? That's something I don't take. Okay.
Well, most people need about 400 a day. So if you're really eating a handful of seeds, a handful of nuts, a half cup of beans, two cups of green leafies a day, you're probably getting close. But 70% of people don't.
But could you have too much magnesium?
Well, if you took too much in it's hard to eat too much in food.
Okay.
You could take too much in a supplement, and you'll get loose stools.
That would be the worst thing.
Especially when you're doing radio, right?
Okay, yeah, that could be a problem.
I'm not encouraging anybody to take too much. That's like taking four pills a day. Yes, if I recommended one or two and you take four,
yeah, that's the problem, right?
That could, yeah, it's not going to kill you. But
okay, so and now
could be a problem doing a radio show.
Yeah, but so magnesium, okay, and 400 a day. Is there a certain kind? What's how do we look for that?
Well, that's a real, I'm glad you asked that, because the most common source out there is really cheap, and it causes gastrointestinal irritation. It's called magnesium oxide. I really dislike it.
Okay.
But it's probably the most common source sold. So for magnesium, I like things that, magnesium, a mineral that's bound to protein.
Oh.
And what listeners will look for is like magnesium glycinate, magnesium malate, magnesium chelate, some form of protein-bound magnesium. So you have twice the absorption, and it's really easy on your stomach.
Okay. Wow.
So the really thing is, if we do those simple things,
mm-hmm.
add fiber, get fit, get your fish oil and magnesium, keep your body fat down, you're going to, you know, you feel incredible. You have more energy, your circulation's better, your romantic function's better, and you can prevent and even reverse heart disease.
Okay, I have a question. Now, how does this go into our romantic,
I mean, for men and women, if your circulation's off, it doesn't function well.
Okay.
For both genders.
Okay.
I mean, you need some, you know, blood flow for function, moisture. So I'll keep it PG, of course.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
It's so important to have good circulation.
This is true.
So circulation gives you energy, you feel great, and it makes you receptive and responsive.
Okay, a question here. Now, I was told that you should take your fish oil at night. And is that, do you think that?
It's probably not that important.
Most people
absorb fish oil really well.
Okay. And you know,
when we're looking at some supplements, they make a difference. But if we're using good quality supplements that are protein-bound minerals,
you
absorb them great.
So now, is it, I lost my train of thought here. I was going to say, what about a multivitamin?
I recommend a good quality multivitamin every day. I think it's really essential. It's a great way to get, you know, we need 2,000 of vitamin D. We need some vitamin K, so... helps us with B12, and there's even a bad quality multivitamin was shown to reduce cancer risk in Americans.
Really?
So
anything
is
better.
The worst of supplements has been shown to decrease the risk of getting cancer if you're an average American. So
wow, very very.
Should take hasn't been proven to prevent heart disease yet. But for many other reasons, we should be doing that every day.
I love it. Okay, so. What are we going to take away from your book, The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up? I'm going to read this. This is great.
So what we're looking at is I want to enhance people's lives, fill them with vitality so they feel terrific all day long. You need circulation to do that. If you have good circulation, you feel better. Your waistline's better, maintained. It helps your romance, and it can prevent and reverse heart disease. So... whether you or a loved one has cardiovascular risk, this program can be a wonderful thing for your quality of life.
Right. I love it. Where do we find your book?
Wherever books are sold. I mean, for more information, they can go to hearttuneup.com, our website, hearttuneup.com, or the book's available, wherever books are sold.
I love it. I'm going to have you back because you got some, we just barely topped it, you know?
I'd be great. This has been you're fun.
Thank you.
This would be awesome.
You got it. I love it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to give something away right now. What is it, Spence?
I think we should go with another food group, and this time around, hey, how about the Urbane Cafe?
Ooh,
great place for lunch.
There you go.
Sandwich, salad, gift card, the whole deal from the Urbane Cafe.
There you go. 419-0008. 419-0008. Look forward to it. And again, go on to my Facebook at KimPaganoShow.com or Kim Pagano Show. Look at that. I'm like, and I have a new sweepstake there. Enter it to win lots of great things. Stay with us. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Paris Bonnie here. She is my esthetician. I've got Wendy Jaffe here. She is the owner of Kaneo Deals. What are Kaneo Deals? What's going on right now?
Kaneo Deals. We have 50 to 90% off every single day. Most of our deals are between Calabasas and Camarillo.
All right.
So the deals are just amazing. You just won't believe it.
There's a lot of websites now that you can get. It's almost like you walk into a store and you go, let me check Kaneo Deals. Let me check, you know, right? Because,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that we've done, which is really nice, is we have a really important give back component to our site. We've already donated in 4 years over $200,000
awesome.
To local schools and charities. So every time someone buys from our site, they click their child's school or their favorite charity. And it's a dollar, but they literally have, we've rung up over $200,000 in wow. donations. So that part's really fun to make that kind of impact.
Wow. And how long have you guys been around?
We just had our 4-year anniversary.
Congratulations. What did you guys do for that? Anything fun?
Well, we had a Facebook post.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then we'll have some type of, you know, staff celebration. But, you know, those monuments are really fun.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Paris, how about you? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm in skincare, and I do a ton of facials and waxing, and I do a lot of lash extensions.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about lash extensions. And that's like a big thing right now.
Yeah.
There's something about when your lashes look good and long, right? What kind of a lash extensions do you do?
I have synthetic and I have mink.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the difference?
Just the material.
Okay.
And a lot of people recommend like mink or silk.
Is people sensitive to them? I don't know I had when I had it done, but
typically the fake lash isn't supposed to actually touch the skin at all. It's just adhered to the hair, so it doesn't. You don't really have an irritation from that, from the lash. It's more from like if the glue touches the eye
it's
or something.
It's the glue. It's the product, right? Yeah. Have you ever had lashes on?
I did, and while it lasted, it was fantastic, and then I developed an allergic reaction to the glue, so I had to stop. But while I was doing it, if you're not allergic, it's like the best beauty secret ever.
Isn't it? You never have to, like, you almost don't even have to put mascara on. You always look like you're awake and feeling good, right?
And the people who are good do it in such a natural way that you have no idea, but people just say, oh, your eyes look beautiful.
Yeah, what did you do? That's kind of like how I do hair. I always like to do a little bit of color that people like, you look like you've gone to Hawaii. What did you do to yourself instead of, you know, I mean, although there is an extreme color that you like too, but that's more my style is more
you like
the
to
natural,
enhance the natural
enhance,
beauty.
So now, do you also do makeup?
I do a little bit on the side,
yeah,
but But I'm yours not is super more passionate about the makeup. I'm really into like the skin part and prepping the skin. But it's good because makeup, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Enhances it.
You have to have
it.
Good skin for the makeup to go on.
Yeah, there smooth you go. And, yeah. So Wendy, you and your brother are a part of this company, correct?
Right. My brother and I were practically Irish twins. We're 14 months apart. And he had this great idea about starting a Daily Deal site for our area where we would feature just local merchants so that people weren't driving in for just a coupon. We wanted the merchants to be able to retain customers.
Right, almost like shop loco.
Right, and and the other difference is we screen every merchant, and I don't want to name names of other Daily Deal sites, but we're really the only ones who do that. So we turn down merchants all the time that we don't feel are up to our standards. They're not people we would necessarily go to. And it's been fun for me because I've tried so many things I would never have tried. For example, the eyelash extensions. I had hair extensions. I'm sure, Kim, you're familiar with that.
Yes.
You know, for a while. I've done microdermabrasion. I've done peels. So you really find out what works and not. We just ran a deal for a super skinny body wrap. Oh. And I was really thinking, was kind of skeptical.
You don't really need to do a skinny body wrap, okay?
But let me tell you, first of all, it was really relaxing. I'm telling you, you do it, and it's not, you just get defined. It's like you can see the definition in a different way. So, and then they measure you before and after. It was cool. Huh? So that's also the fun part about my job.
What's the craziest thing that you've had to do to try out?
Oh, you want to hear the worst?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. I did that colon hydrotherapy.
Oh, you did? That's so weird. I was just, okay, we were looking at that. How was that? Did it hurt?
It was just...
Yeah. It was one of those deals?
Let's just say that we will not be running that again.
Oh, no.
So, and some people love it, and maybe I just had the one bad experience, but that was not fun.
Yeah.
I think I like the doctor, you know, Steve Masley's of just eating some fiber and going that route.
Oh, God.
I think that's a little
extreme.
Easier.
Yeah.
But some people love it, so.
Yeah, have you ever had that done?
Are you talking about colonics?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It is colonics.
They call it colon hydrotherapy.
Yeah.
I did
close to a year ago.
What was your opinion?
Well, I did it because my stomach, I have a sensitive stomach, and certain foods I was eating was just building up in my stomach, and I could just feel the pressure.
In your intestines?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And my brother, he's really into nutrition, and he had referred. I didn't even know what I was getting into, to be honest.
That's funny.
And then when I got there, I'm like, what is going on? This is so crazy. But when she told me all the benefits and how it would cleanse me and it takes all the bad toxins out, and I felt amazing after. But it was kind of, I think I agree with you that I'd rather do a healthy detox. That's
but so
natural.
Did you both feel? Well, Wendy, you didn't obviously feel amazing. Did you, Paris, feel
I
amazing?
I felt great after.
You
during
did.
is a little uncomfortable.
Really, it does hurt.
It doesn't hurt. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's an annoying
it's
feeling.
Like having a baby.
Oh, yeah. I rank it up there. Is
really
that's it, not it was how... really uncomfortable for me. But again, everyone has their own experience.
What
if you're interested, try it.
Do you pay for
it.
This comfort?
So, right?
Yeah. How much would you pay for something like that?
I think I paid $70
for
a service.
What kind of
we ran a deal on it, so it was probably 50% off, $70 something like that in that thing. But again, some people it's great for them. Just me. would not
similar
go back
to waxing
on that one.
Though if you think about it, compare it to like waxing, people are like, this is the worst thing ever, and then after with the results they're like, I could do it again. I think it's the same kind of thing. I'm like, oh, I could go do it again, and I know once I do it I'm going to be sitting there like, why did I sign up for this? But then after you feel so good,
right?
So it's worth it in the end.
I don't know. I tell you.
No, what we do for beauty is in hell, and everything is just crazy, right?
Do you think men do as much for beauty? No. Right?
They don't need to. They don't need to.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're just naturally beautiful, right?
Exactly. Does your husband, is he like a, you know, like, does he care about his beauty?
He does care about his look. So he works out. So he's always worked out. He tans, even though he probably shouldn't. But, you know, I think men are vain. Maybe we're more open about our vanity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do think that men are vain. Or you know, you talk to men when they start. I mean, Kim, you must see this all the time. When men start losing their hair, is a hairdresser. Oh, that's a huge deal for them, right?
That's a big thing, yeah.
So, I think that men do, you know, they do want to look good, just like we want to look good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's a good thing that men invest in themselves. I really do. So there's the kind of people that, you know, they're just got a big heart, but they don't care what they look like, you know? All right. Well, okay, we're going to take a really quick break. And, Tom, what can we give away?
Oh, let's see. We actually have, how about the Ventura Beach Festival?
I was just looking at that.
It's going to be a good one. The motels featured there for music, good times, and that's May 3rd.
There you go. I've got tickets, and all you have to do is call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, May 3rd, or go on to my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. Like us and enter on my sweepstakes to win. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk with Paul Sargent, and we're going to talk about the toolbox for happiness and with the controversial truth. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we've got some good things we're talking about in here. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are your happy hour. Not drinking, but, well, it is 2 o'clock, but just happy hour. And our next one is the Toolbox for Happiness. And we're going to talk to Paul Sargent about his book with some controversial truth. So if anybody's out there, 419-0008, 419-0008 is our number. If you would like to be involved in this, I'd love to hear from you. And Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, thank you.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So tell us about your cute little purple book.
Well, basically, I realized that for years I had, like, sort of issues with communicating with people, and I wasn't that good at listening conversations and relationships in general. And a couple of years ago, when I was about 46, I decided to look into it and found out I was ADHD. And basically, my book is able to help lots of people, I believe. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be ADHD. I think if you've got any kind of relationship problems or communication problems you don't really understand, if you read my book, I think it would really help.
Okay. So you talk about communication and timing. What is the best way to strike a balance? Tell me about that.
Well, one of the things in communication is that, well, one of the issues I had is I'm very good at waffling on. But generally speaking, most human beings, when you communicate, if you speak for sort of 10 to 15 seconds in a conversation and then wait for a retort, that's quite good. But if you sort of go up to the 15, 20 seconds of speaking or longer, once you get past 20 seconds, you tend to lose most people in conversation. They just lose the plot. And obviously, they probably don't want to talk to you again as well.
So I'm just going to kind of put this out there. So with having ADHD, you don't really have the balance to know when to stop, correct?
That's right, yeah. Well, it's like a behavioral thing. If I think about it, I could limit it. But if I don't think about it, once I get into conversation, I could just like get lost in it and waffle on. So it is quite a hard thing to police and get the balance right.
So it's like, Paul, we get it. Stop, right? No, right?
Well, most people, they used to look at their watch and yawn a lot. So.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, yeah, we don't want that. But you know what I mean? I really don't know if that... The thing that I see is that the ADHD, you weren't aware of it, but now you are, and you can control it. I mean, most normal people, we probably all feel that way, right?
Well, I was going to say, Kim, I know tons of people who just go on, and they don't have, like, the social EQ to see when someone's lost attention.
Right, the shelter, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And even, you know, you're at... networking, that's a good one, right? And you go, here's my card, here's what I do if you need me, and they're like, okay, there's like 63 other people we want
right.
to talk.
Got it, right?
Yeah.
So but I think there's an issue with like, obviously I'm 48, like people that come up through school now, they're being noticed that they're ADHD or Asperger's or autistic, all these things are being identified. Whereas, like, I'm 48, so people of my generation have missed out on a diagnosis. And they're obviously, I think my book would help the people of my age the most because of the fact they've missed out on a diagnosis. I do actually question as to how many people are ADD or ADHD without actually having a diagnosis and having the frustrations in life without the understanding.
Right. You know, I do have a son that has that, and it was really hard for him to concentrate and probably know the triggers, when to stop, when to not. And you would see, you know, some of his friends would get exhausted with him, and they loved him, but it was like, okay, we're done with you now for a little, you know, and they'd be like, okay, we can only take so much. And I could see that. And as a parent, it hurt me to feel that way for him. And so, you know, he kind of had to get it, and it took a lot for him to understand where, you know, the other children kind of got it. They were done with the other people as fast as they were done. You know, it's kind of a give and take. But I just watched the movie Forrest Gump. Now, he kind of got it, you know, for really not getting it. And I was watching that thinking, you know, there was one scene where, you know, they were in with a couple of prostitutes, I guess. And the girls were like, what's wrong with him? Is he right? You know, and so his friend was very protective over him. But he got it. He was like, I you know, when he had his baby, does he have problem? No.
Right, is he like me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Is he like me? You know, and so... It's something that I really don't think, you know, anybody with us, well, I mean, it's a different problem, but everybody has something that they have to deal with, is my point.
I try to be careful to say it's a different problem because it's a different angle. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with being
exactly.
ADHD or neurotypical
but it's
a different way of thinking, you know what I mean? I think when you look at it as a problem, it's sort of...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right. I mean, well, there is, you know, I've seen people that think they're broken. They're not broken. That's my point, is we all have an angle that we're coming from, you know? I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Paul Sargent. We're talking about the toolbox for happiness with controversial truth. And so what is the controversial truth? Is that... Is this your perspective on it?
Yeah, I think obviously I've tried to be careful because I don't want people jumping on me, but I mean, I do have a few sort of ideas in mind. I don't know if I want to voice them on radio to too much degree because obviously it's going to offend and upset a few people very easily, I found. So, but I think there's lots of ideas that I have, and the book covers some of them as that need further investigation, because it would help bring things forward there. And I'm a bit concerned as well. It's all right. I'm not saying ADHD, but it's all right if people have certain abilities to behave or certain emotions that they can get to grips with or understand, that's fine. But I'm always a bit concerned that when if you can teach people to behave in a certain way, but some behaviours are like feelings based. So if you teach someone to behave in a feelings based way, they're never going to get that feeling based, so they won't get the good feeling that comes with it.
Right.
So there's always going to be like this lost feeling as well.
Okay.
So I think it needs investigating that obviously that people have actually got the feelings or trying to instill in them. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, are you married?
I was married, and I got divorced in November.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's a sad event, but at the end of the day, it's, I think one of the problems I've had through life is I would just jump into relationships with my boots on. I wouldn't actually learn about the person or get to know the person. I just, like, jump straight into a relationship. And I didn't really look at the personality of the woman. The woman was there just to sort of please me, if you like. You know what I mean? Whereas now I realise that actually there is a person there. Do you know what I mean? You have to learn the people. And obviously, some of the people you learn, you might not like. You wouldn't actually have a relationship with them. But by the time I've worked out who the person was in the relationship, I've gone way too far into the relationship. You know what I mean? So it's best to learn people beforehand and yeah. See if you want a relationship with them, rather than just jump in like I did.
Paul, I have a question for you. So how did writing this book change your life? Because it seemed like you learned a lot just from writing it.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, not. As I say, I believe my brain is primarily autistic, but and I believe that I'm ADHD. But it's I think I sort of learnt about, over the last sort of 2 or 3 years before writing the book about it. And it was a friend that said to me, like, you've helped me a lot with what you've learned, and you should write a book. And I can't write a book, but I did write a book, and as I say, I think it would be quite beneficial to people,
I love it. What is the biggest thing that we're going to take from it?
The biggest thing that I believe that people can take from it is the perception issue.
Is what?
Is the perception issue.
The perception issue, okay.
Yeah.
And what would that be?
Well, basically, I mean, I think an awful lot of your listeners will possibly relate to this. One of the problems I had with my ex-wife, and obviously the realisation I had a perception issue, was if I was doing a job with her and I'd ask her to do something, she'd do exactly what I asked. But then when I go to move on to the next step, I'd go and do it, and she'd be standing still and doing exactly what I've asked before. But my mind believed that she knew what I was moving on to. But I'd had no communication with her. And then what would happen is when she didn't do what I expected to do, I got cross. But now I realise that actually, obviously when you think about it, you know that everybody's mind thinks differently, do you know what I mean? And they need information. But on a behavioural level, the way I behave, when I went to move on to the next step of any task, my mind completely believed that everyone knew about it. So when they didn't do it, quite often I'll get frustrated.
Okay, very interesting. Well, I thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing your journey with us, The Toolbox for Happiness with a Controversial Truth. And where do we find your book?
Well, I've got the book on blurb.com.
Okay, perfect. Well,
look under that heading or prostar under blurb.com, that'll find it.
Okay.
And I've got it through various other places like Kindle on Amazon and things like that, depending on what format you want.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Paul Sargent. And again, The Toolbox for Happiness with a Controversial Truth. So stay with us. You are going to be listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. Tom, what can we give away?
We could do some more food if you'd like to do that. We could roll out, do we have a Good Morning Cafe to do? $20 gift certificate.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A great prize.
There you go. That's another really great place. And let's do that. 419-0008 Good Morning Cafe gift certificate to go and try some of their great food, mother-daughter, and right off of Arneal in Camarillo. Again, 419-0008. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily. So there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here. I'd love to give out another set of tickets here to the Rubicon Theater, Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And that is going to be playing April 16th through May 11th. All you have to do is go to my Facebook and like it and become, go on to the sweepstakes, sign up, and you'll be entered to win. So, ladies, you know, we have a couple minutes to chat, and I thought it would be fun. You know, Wendy, you've got children. Paris, you're going to have children one day and probably be faced with this, right? But, you know, it's interesting. My son was going to Coachella. And how much information about your past as a child or a youth do you want your kids to really know? And I thought that would be a really good topic. What's your thought on that, Wendy?
So it's an interesting question. I think a lot of it depends on the age of the child. I have a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old. I'm going to be a little bit more open now at this point with the 19-year-old.
Correct.
Than the 16-year-old, who I still really want to maintain certain behaviors, and I don't want him to come back and say, well, you did it, Mom.
And they will,
right?
Totally.
As if it's permission.
There you go.
So, but it's a really tricky line, I think. And so it is a really interesting question as to, A, what's the right age? What do you tell them? And are there things that you just never tell them because you do want to keep that parent-child boundaries to some extent?
Yeah. And have them look up to you. Paris, as mm-hmm. a younger, what's your thought on that?
Well, I know that in my family I was raised, you know, my parents were pretty strict. We went to church every Sunday. You know, they kind of kept us on a leash a little bit, I guess you could say. But at the same time, they were still very... They let us do fun things. You know, they kept, like, a healthy balance, so it was never too strict. But as what you were saying with certain things you tell them at a certain age, I agree. I think that certain things, if I were exposed to them at a younger age, I might have been a little different growing up. So I think, like, some of my friends at a certain age might have been doing worse things than I was, and I didn't really understand it. And I'm glad that my parents kind of
sheltered you.
Sheltered me a little. And my friends make jokes. I was born in a bubble. Like, it's like funny because there are certain things I'm like, oh, I just never knew that.
Right. You and know? I think that that's think really good. I think that as a parent, you should shelter your kids for as long as you can.
Right. But you know what's so interesting, Kim? Are there people who will serve their kids alcohol? And there are people who smoke pot with their kids.
To be their friends.
In high school.
Yeah.
And that seems so foreign to me. Yeah. That you're right. They're trying to be their friends. They're trying to be cool. I don't even think I don't think the child wants the parent to be cool. I think they want the parent to be a parent. And they can hang out with their friends and do, quote, cool things.
Right. And have boundaries.
Right.
I think that kids really need boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so, but where does that line, like you were saying, is it the parent that doesn't really have any friends and they still want to hold on to their kids so they try to be cool with them? I was always told, you know, I'm your parent first, your friend later. And I thought that was really good. I do the same thing with my kids. I have like a couple older ones, so they, you know, they know a little bit more or are able to do a little bit more. But what the big thing is, having four, you have two?
I have two, right.
Yeah. Is, and you had nine in your?
Nine, yeah.
Yeah, nine. Okay, wow. So whatever you start with your oldest one, right. Each one looks at and wants, you know, well, hold on, you let them do it. Now you, so that is like probably, if I could tell you one big thing to not do in your life is whatever you do with your first kid, remember you're going to do it all the way through. Is that how it was in your house?
Honestly, yes and no.
Because were you the baby?
Well, no. Okay. I'm the fourth oldest.
Okay.
But when there's so many, it's weird. You don't compare. You're not like, well, this kid.
Because you can't remember
so
their names?
No. Well, there's so many. I can't even keep up with how she was raising someone. We kind of just all focused on ourselves. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I think that's because I came from a big family. I think if there's only two or three of us.
You remember.
You remember
to be more fair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know another big family, and the kids kind of started taking care of the kids and the parents, mm-hmm. You know, because how many can you take
right.
care of? You know, I know even four is
a lot. Right.
You know, and by this point, I feel kind of bad. My youngest one's going to be 18 in a couple weeks here, you know, and it's like, oh, gosh, you know, everybody's like, well, I'm going to be 18. What does 18 really mean? It doesn't really mean anything. It's a number. Is he going to be able to still make really good choices? Is he right? You
right.
got to still keep him on that leash and make sure that they're going down the right road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Kim, what would you do? Let's say you had a 14-year-old daughter, and they came to you and said, like, how old were you when you first had sex? What would you tell them?
I lie. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have to lie. No, but you know what? I would probably do it age appropriate, you know, and especially in this time right now is I think I would concentrate on more safe sex, you know, and all the things that, you know, you really don't know a person when you're that age, you know, do you want it right? How about you?
Right. Well, I think that is a really good question. That it's more relevant, not what your experience is necessarily,
is
but
more
what
age appropriate, right?
And what their experience and what's going on. I'll give you an example. When starting in sixth grade in Paris, you can tell me if this is right. All the little girls started wearing like thong underwear.
Right.
Right. Should we be talking about this? But
yeah.
Seriously. And so, of course, my daughter, you would get dressed in the locker room and you see what everyone else is wearing. And her argument was you don't want the lines on your jeans, which is true. That's
right.
Why we all wear it.
That's right.
So I just said to her, I said, I'm not ready for you to do that. But I understand everyone's doing it and we will talk about it next year. And you know what? By giving her an age in the future, it wasn't like you're never going to do this, right? Or you can't do that till college. By giving her a reasonable time in the future, she totally backed off. She waited a year, and I was proud of her. She really dropped it. And
now, that's good because when I used to say that, what do you mean a year? Are you, you know, I mean, that's like a lifetime, right?
Oh, at that age,
so what
right.
would you do if she kept on and on? You know, kids can wear you down, too.
Yeah, you know what? My mom told me a story that always stuck with me about my grandfather. She said all the, quote, fast girls in the 1950s were wearing red lipstick when they were 14. And she secretly didn't want to be in that crowd and what they were doing. So she said to her dad, I want to wear the pizza. And he said, absolutely not. You are not wearing makeup until you're 16. And she said she was so relieved that he said that, because then she can go back to her friends and say, oh, my dad is the biggest jerk. He won't let me do it until I'm 16. And I kind of felt like I was giving my daughter the same kind of permission to say, oh, my mom, she doesn't know what's going on. And she said, I can't wear them for next year. And maybe she was secretly relieved. And I think that's maybe why she didn't bring up again.
Like, no, Wendy, what if she was secretly wearing them?
Oh, then I found out later?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be an interesting dilemma. Yeah.
How would you handle that?
So, well, first of all, it's a nice thing of having the purse strings, right? Where the heck did you...
All funds and, right?
Yeah, where the heck did you get that? But then I think that's different, because then you're violating like a rule. And then I think there could be a punishment more for violating a rule or a family policy as opposed to what the specific issue is. But that's a great question.
Yeah. You got to ask, because where are the rules and how do you establish it? Are you grounded? What does grounded really mean nowadays? Let's say you get to stay in your room with a telephone and a phone, computer.
Just take the phone and the computer away.
And that's your lifeline.
Right?
Yeah, I tell you. So, yeah.
Who allows a computer in the room
anyways, exactly.
If you do that, you're insane.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, okay, you've got little kids. What would you do if you told your kids not to do something and then all of a sudden you found out that they were doing it? Yeah,
there'd be issues. There'd be issues.
Yeah, and now what if they asked you if you did
I tell what I tell Cole at this point. I said I did a lot of great things and I did made a lot of mistakes when I was a kid.
Good answer.
I'm not going to let you. It doesn't matter. If I robbed a bank when I was 14, he doesn't get to rob a bank when he's 14.
That's
an easy question.
Yeah.
Hey, I might have done something. I might admit that I blew it, so you don't get to do that either.
I
don't buy into that logic.
Yeah. He can learn from your mistakes.
That's
basically
right, and he'll learn from mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like hitting the golf ball. If you hit one into the woods, is the kid going to follow you? No. I want you to hit it down the fairway,
and we want
baby.
You to be your own person.
Yeah,
right?
and no restrictions. It's just I know the mistakes I made. I want to help guide you out of those.
There you go. Really great answer.
I like
right?
that. Yeah. 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 Good analogy.
Got you know I great topics right there. One of the things now, what about, don't you think that the kids are growing up a lot quicker? We're going to have to come back and talk about that. I thank you both for being a part of my show today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tom, great answers too. And everyone, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It's not what you do for your children, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings. So appropriate. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'll talk to you later and have a really great rest of your weekend.